97.1.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Hello, you're listening to Living Your Dream, a monthly talk show highlighting those who have chosen to have the courage and to take the risks to do work and to live lives that they genuinely love. I'm your host for the show. I'm Lissa Marquardt, and I am a certified career and life coach. My passion is guiding others to find and live theirs, regardless of their age or circumstance. When I attempt to succinctly explain what this show is about, I say it is about highlighting those who have chosen to have the courage and to take the risks to do work and to live lives that they genuinely love. And that is genuinely what my goal is in working with the clients that I do. Chosen is a key word, and as are taking the risks. Both of those are decisions that are necessary if someone wants to see change in their lives. And neither of these are particularly easy. Generally speaking, they both come out of a time in our lives that is extremely uncomfortable. And the reality about that is that we all go through those times many times over and over again in our lives. And the question becomes, what are you willing to do about it? My guest today had the courage and took the risks to do both, to do the work and to live a life that she genuinely loves. And she is now taking the opportunity to encourage others to do the same in her uniquely beautiful way. Her name is Cassie Fagan, and she is a relationship and intimacy coach. We're going to go to break, and when we return, Cassie will join us and share her journey down the path that she has followed to get her here today. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Sandpoint Superdrug's Clinical Services has a new multifunction cardiogram, or MCG, and it is revolutionary in diagnosing cardiovascular and heart health. The MCG is a low-cost, non-invasive, radiation-free 10-minute test, and it is the best diagnostic tool for early detection of cardiovascular or heart health issues. Early detection saves lives. Call Sandpoint Superdrug's Clinical Services to schedule your appointment today. There's a special introductory price for a limited time.
Sun Rental Center has been consistently reliable since 1979. Whether you're a large contractor or a homeowner with an important project, Sun Rental Center is your number one call for equipment rental and services. They go the extra mile, offering hourly, daily, weekly, monthly, and longer rental options with industry standard products from John Deere, Doosan, Genie, JLG, Multiquip, Ditch Witch, Makita, Honda, Steel, and more. Sun Rental Center is open in Sandpoint Monday through Saturday from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Lace up your shoes and join NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness, for NAMI Walks Far North on Saturday, October 4th from 10 to noon at Matchwood Brewery in Sandpoint. Enjoy live music, coffee, resource tables, kid-friendly activities, and a chance to stand with your neighbors for mental health support right here in Bonner County. Just show up and join in. Every step fuels advocacy, education, and hope. Together, strong enough to lift each other. Visit NAMIWalks.org/Far North.
Do Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis symptoms keep coming back? Tremfya, guselkumab, may help, with rapid remission achieved at 12 weeks and lasting clinical remission at 1 year. Some even saw visible improvement of their intestinal lining at 12 weeks and 1 year. Tremfya is a prescription medicine used to treat adults with moderately to severely active Crohn's disease and adults with moderately to severely active ulcerative colitis. Serious allergic reactions and increased risk of infections and liver problems may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection, flu-like symptoms, or if you need a vaccine. Healing is possible with Tremfya. Approximately 3 out of 10 patients were in endoscopic remission at 1 year, based on areas visualized on colonoscopy, which may not represent the deeper bowel layer or entire GI tract. Individual results may vary. Ask your doctor about Tremfya today. Call 1-800-526-7736 to learn more or visit TremfyaRadio.com.
What's better than the perfect cut of meat for a tasty meal? That's easy. The perfect cut of meat. On sale.
Super One Foods 12-hour meat sale this Thursday only, with great savings on seasoned prairie fresh pork loin roast, $4.98 each. Angus Beef New York Steak, value pack, $8.98 a pound. Jenny O Bone-In Turkey Breast, 98 cents a pound.
Super One Foods 12-hour meat sale this Thursday only. The savings are sizzling.
Sale prices not available in Spokane and Colville.
News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. You're listening to Living Your Dream. I'm your host for the show. I'm Lissa Marquardt, and my guest today is Cassie Fagan, and Cassie is a relationship and intimacy coach. Nowadays, there is a coach for pretty much everything, and I love that Cassie has found her way down this path to helping others have better relationships and enhanced intimacy, and I can't wait to kind of get in all the information and understand how you got down this path and where you want to go. So let's just jump right in.
Cool. Thanks so much for having me.
You are so welcome.
This is really fun.
So like I said in the intro, that for the most part, we all go through change many, many times in our lives. And at the time that we're super uncomfortable about where we are, we think we're never going to get through it. We think that we're stuck, that there's no possible great solutions. And we can stay there for as long as we choose to, or we can finally get to the point that we're kind of fed up and we're ready to move on and do things in a different way. And so I'm just curious. So now that you are embarking upon being a relationship and intimacy coach, like, where was the beginnings of that, do you think? How did you start down that path?
Well, as a kid growing up, I mean, my family was a lot of pain and loneliness in my family. And even given that, I've been kind of obsessed with relationships. So from the time I was 18, I started reading books about relationships. Like, I knew I had this wounding, but I was trying to fix myself. And so it took me a while to figure out that I was the common denominator in all of these failed relationships. But I kind of, this image that I'm like standing looking back behind me, and it's just like wreckage and like fire torn. Like, it's just a total mess. And I just got smacked in the head, and I was like, oh, it's me.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. So was there a moment that happened?
Yeah, it was. So after I split up with my daughter's dad, I had another breakup pretty quickly after that. Mm. And yeah, I was facing down 40, 39. There was something about those big milestones that, it just hit me really hard that I was the one responsible for this over and over again. Like, I couldn't blame other people anymore.
Yeah.
Which was the most empowering realization of my life.
Absolutely true. Yeah. Absolutely true. And because what happens, and regardless of what that struggle is in our life, we tend to have those who flock around us who are our loved ones and the people that care about us. And we have this story about how this person caused this to happen, and it's that circumstance's fault. And there's so much finger pointing going on. And then we find ourselves in the situation again and again and again. And then you're right. It's like all of a sudden you have to go, well, it can't be all these people's fault, because everything that's happening is completely similar and familiar. And so, yes, I think the biggest moment that you can have for yourself is to realize that no matter what the circumstances are, no matter who's showing up in your life, you've got responsibility for how you choose to show up and how you choose to handle it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And so when you kind of had that aha moment, then what did you do?
Well, there's the relationship school, Jason Gaddis, somebody had been following on podcasts for years. And in a desperate moment, I did a Google search and found this class that he had that was just buried in the archives, like this old kind of funky, like really like, you know, early, like middle 2000s marketing style. I don't know. It just felt like old, antiquated to me, but still it caught me, and I bought it right away. And the thing that hooked me was this idea that a secure, functioning, healthy relationship is built on these these pillars of these four non-negotiable needs. And at that point in my life, I'd never considered that I was allowed to have needs or should have needs.
Wow.
In fact, I kind of, like I was so proud of being needless. Like I could just put up with anything. But then I actually couldn't, because I could only make that last for a few years and then have to move on to the next thing because I was dying inside. So I just kept tracking that down. I was like, okay, what is this about needs? And wait, I can actually insist that someone that's this like in my inner circle listens to me and understands me and is going to see me and reflect back. And like, I can ask for that. That relationship blows. So I just kept trailing this down and down,
sure.
Let a relationship go, and then got into another more intensive 9-month program, still with the same question, still didn't get enough, like I just wanted it. And yes. So then relationship school also had a relationship coach training program, and I never intended to be a coach. I just was tracking down my curiosity, my obsession.
Sure. Yes.
And got all the way there and completely changed my life. And then discovered that I also love helping other people in the meantime. But that was just a fringe benefit. I mean, it's completely, I'm in this beautiful relationship now with this wonderful, attentive, loving, caring man.
Aww.
Getting married next summer, like just all the,
I love that.
And I thought, I was very sure that I was broken 5 years ago before I started on this journey.
That is so awesome. And that, so the fact that you had come to this realization that the common denominator in everything was you led you to just do a little internet research on like, well, what am I going to do about this? I mean, I think you already said that you read books and you were always curious. And then all of a sudden, this one gentleman with his program stood out. And so, and it was archaic, but still probably lends itself true to this day.
Oh, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so why do you suppose that program particularly stood out for you as opposed to, I mean, because there's just so many other options out there. I just am always fascinated by why is it that we're particularly drawn to one person?
His style in particular, Jason Gaddis, he's kind of no BS. He just, I didn't realize it at the time, but kind of the foundation of most of his teachings are like that I have to take responsibility for my part. Every interaction, every situation I'm in is because of the choices I'm making.
Yep.
And I think, yeah, that just felt really aligned to me. Just he doesn't sugarcoat anything.
Right, right.
He's very compassionate. He's very empathetic. And also it's like, okay, let's go. Like you're saying you want this thing. Let's do it. Let's do the hard work to get there. And I like doing hard things.
I love that. And I love how it all unfolded for you. And, you know, and I think generations that came before us did not necessarily do a great job of modeling the fact that we need to take ownership of how we treat other people and how we treat ourselves and how we communicate. So do you feel like the training that you were able to get and the information that you gleaned from Jason's program, did that kind of shed a light on, wow, so there's a different way to do these things?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's just so, I mean, there was that moment. It was like this line in the sand of like before I knew how to take responsibility for my part in things and afterwards, because there's, like I said, there's so much power in knowing that anything that's showing up in my life is because of me, because then it puts me in the driver's seat and I get to make the choices. I'm no longer a victim of circumstance or the people around me. It's like, oh, this isn't working for me. Why am I choosing it?
Right.
What am I getting out of it?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a big aha that is enlightening a lot of people right now in their lives. I think people are so ready for that because it is so hard to be a victim when you're constantly blaming somebody else. And we can't possibly make anybody change. It's not... it's just not something we're able to do, but we can live our whole lives believing that we can. And then we just stay stuck and frustrated because we can't understand why nothing's any different.
Absolutely. Yep.
So you said there were four pillars of needs. Mm-hmm. So can you share those with us?
Totally. Yeah, the four, he calls them the four S's, and they're based on Dan Siegel's work. Jason then took them and kind of adapted them. But so Jason's take on it is to be seen, or safe, seen, soothed, and supported. And so going back, what that means is like safe emotional safety, right? You don't have someone calling you names and like putting your physical and emotional mm-hmm. Safety at risk. To be seen is to have someone that actually is listening and maybe reflecting back. I don't know.
That's nice. Yeah. Just to be clear. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And soothe is someone who like having an agreement within the relationship of repair. So we have a rupture. We're not going to just pretend that didn't happen and let time pass. It's actually, okay, we're committed to doing the work to come back together to get all the way to the bottom of this, no matter how long it takes, like over several sessions, which is, that's one of my favorite parts now is the repair work.
Yeah.
And then to be supported, but he is like supported and challenged. So supporting you, Lisa, to grow in your life and like go the direction of the places you're going. Yes. And to be a like safe harbor, a place for you to come home to. And I'm also going to challenge you like, oh, I see that you're kind of procrastinating here. I see you're holding back here. I see you're saying you can't do this thing, but actually, like, I know what you're capable of. Right. So, yeah, those are the four.
That's beautiful. And so then it sounds like it's a program that, is it something that someone can experience if they're single, if they don't have that person in their life to reflect back or to give them the soothing and, you know, the safety and all that. Hmm. So how does one go about doing that?
Well, those are the four pillars of a secure relationship.
Sure.
But I think for me, I was single when I was going through all of this. I was very intentionally single. I did have a friend that was super interested in the stuff I was learning. And so, he lives far away, but we'd have phone calls and check in and be like, hey, can I test out this tool on you? And so we would practice the tools together and we were up leveling each other. Through the training, it was really cool. But it's definitely shifted the kind of relationships that I want to have in my life, right? Like I want to be, I mean, I'm the torchbearer in my friendships, but I value very much that I can go through a repair cycle with a friend, right? If we're having a misunderstanding or a boundary crossing, we can, like, it's really important to me. I'm going to go through the process lovingly and respectfully, but I want to get back to zero, not just pretend that things didn't happen. The friendships I have in my life have gotten deeper and not necessarily different people, but definitely deeper and more beautiful and more satisfying for both of us.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. I think that probably one of the biggest things that still goes on out there in relationships is somebody says or does something that the other person, for whatever reason, triggers them to being sad or mad or angry or, you know, whatever. And rather than to create conflict, they will choose to just stuff it under the rug or do the silent treatment and go on. And so how do you help people to kind of step up to the plate and say, hey, how's that working for you?
Right. Yeah. I mean, gosh, when just hearing you say that, I'm like, oh.
I know, me too.
It's such a missed opportunity.
Yes,
it is. Right? Like, it's so vulnerable too, right? Like, if someone says something to me that has me reacting in a certain way, to take ownership of, like, that this hurts me.
Yeah.
But just in that vulnerability, like that vulnerability is where the love and the connection is. So, so how do I help people with that? I think one is naming the importance of it. Mm-hmm. And then calling out, like you're saying, how's that working out for you? Right. You say you want intimacy with your partner.
Right.
And yet here's this thing that's repeatedly hurting you, having you shut down, having you pull away. Like, the actions you're taking are actually opposite of what you're saying you want. So, like, what is it that you actually want? And then encouraging, helping them to take those steps forward. But it is a lot. It's the other thing is it's not like relationships. I think we have this fantasy in our culture that, oh, it's something I'm not good at. But yes. I mean, we go to school for everything else. Relationships are just a skill set and they're awkward. Like it gets right to the core of us, but it's just another skill set that if we're committed to learning, we can learn it with anyone.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And it's not something that is taught in school or necessarily at home.
Right.
Because like I said, I think generationally, we just pass down what we were taught unless somebody gets to the point where they're uncomfortable enough that they're willing to say, okay, there might be a different way to look at this. And, you know, and that, again, that's why I think it's so amazing that there's coaches out there for pretty much every aspect and people are becoming aware of that. And I think a lot of people have coaches for whatever that is right now. So I think that's definitely a way to kind of facilitate what's going on in communications and relationships between people.
Big time. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, we need to go to break. We'll be right back.
Let thick and thin beams of Bonner's Ferry, your hometown sawmill, help you spruce up your home with new flooring, a decorative mantel, or desktop. There's something special and satisfying about building your home using local wood. Its beauty and strength are hard to beat. Be sure to check with Thick and Thin Lumber first for all your wood product needs. For fast, reliable service and competitive pricing, come see the mill at 4355 Cow Creek Road or check out the website, tntbeams.com.
The Hydra on 2nd and Lake is Sandpoint's original steakhouse. Stop in today for lunch or dinner.
Offering any local business pre-ordered lunches. Place by 5 p.m. the day before and pick up the next day between 11:15 a.m. and 2 p.m. Monday through Friday. 10% off orders of 8 or more. Place your order, pick up the next day, all prepared and ready to go.
Come on back to the Hydra for lunch or dinner today. The Hydra, 2nd and Lake in Sandpoint.
The playbook, win big at Dave Smith Motors during the kickoff to Saving Spectacular. Score big with over $13,200 off select new Ram models. Dave Smith's hassle-free buying and low, low, low prices are first string, drawing fans nationwide. That's why they're America's only national car dealer. Don't fumble your chance to save. Visit davesmith.com or call 800-635-8000 today. Dave Smith Motors, where friends meet.
For those of you who aren't sure what the Co-op Gas and Supply Company carries, here you go. We've got flavorings from Watkins, including some strange ones, and spices and meat rubs for the grillers who'll need them. We have quart jars and lid sets and small ones for jam, tools for pitting and peeling and getting things canned. You'll find splitting mauls and hatchets and gloves for the wood right next to repair products to help fix your roof. We have leaf rakes, leaf bags and trash cans for yard work, ironing boards and drying racks, and clothespins for more work. We've got dish towels and oven mitts with cute little designs right by the home cleaning products, if you're so inclined. Further on, you'll find mailboxes, stick-on letters and numbers for this winter when your own box gets plowed under and we cut in thread pipe. We thought you might like to know. Come see us at the Co-op Gas and Supply Company, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay, 208-263-6820.
Confidence is knowing you're ready to handle whatever comes your way. That's what it feels like to take on your workday with Cintas. They make sure your AEDs are up to date, your fire extinguishers are tested and inspected, your floor mats are cleaned and delivered, and your workwear looks good, feels good, and is freshly laundered with a Cintas Apparel Plus program. So are you ready to take on today? Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
News Talk 97.1, KSBT KBFI.
Welcome back. You're listening to Living Your Dreams, a monthly talk show highlighting those who have chosen to have the courage and to take the risks to do work and to live lives that they genuinely love. I'm Lisa Marquardt, and I am a certified career and life coach. And my guest today is Cassie Fagan, and she is a relationship and intimacy coach. And before we went to break, we were talking a little bit about how generationally we tend to pass on relationship skills to our children. And Cassie and I were talking over break about how her becoming a relationship coach and gathering the skills that she has in the programs that she's taken has influenced her relationship with her daughter. So why don't you go ahead and give us a little bit of insight into that?
Yeah, perfect. I was also sharing that my love for her and desire for her to have a different experience than I did is what was the biggest driver for me to keep going going through the training. As a single mom, working the day job was a lift.
Yeah,
but she was just the shining light that I was moving towards. There was one night she would throw these massive tantrums, and I was not able to hold her emotions. I was pretty overwhelmed by my own emotions. I couldn't deal with hers. So when she would have big meltdowns, I would check out, just totally withdraw. And I can look back now and, like, I feel sadness for her and for both of us.
But I think that's a very typical reaction, because we can't really fix it for them and we don't really know what to do. So
yeah,
I understand that.
Thank you.
Yeah, for sure.
So this was our pattern. She'd have a big meltdown explosion, and I would just, like, basically just roll over. Like, whatever. Deal with it, kid. And there was this one night that I realized that I had a different way I could handle it. So she's over on the window seat having a meltdown, just completely out of her mind. And I looked at her with complete presence, and I was like, honey, you're really struggling right now. Like, I was able to really see her for the first time, and I could feel, like, I'm so empathetic. And before, it would just hurt me so much, but I was like, okay, I'm an adult here. I can hold these hard feelings too. And I just completely connected with her. And within 10 minutes, these epic meltdowns that would go on sometimes for an hour or more, she brought it back down and was back in her frontal cortex, able to actually have control of herself again. And that was the last tantrum that she ever had. It was just an overnight, like, I just needed to learn how to see her and hold her. Like, she was just starving for that reflection back. It's just, and my relationship with her has been beautiful ever since. There's just been a lot of, I think because of my background and being so, like, it's messy back there.
Yeah, yes.
And so I just over and over, I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing, kiddo. Like, I'm doing my best here. Like, how's this? There's just a lot of transparency in my humanness that I think has brought us closer together.
I love that. Love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it is true what they say. It's like, you know, we don't necessarily get the opportunity to have a training manual when we're raising kids. And I mean, it kind of sounds like a, you know, like an excuse, but it's really hard to know when something has been modeled or ingrained in you growing. It's like growing up, it's very hard to know how to handle a situation differently. So, but it was something that easy. Mm-hmm. And that quick to implement that made a remarkable difference.
Yeah.
And is she able to kind of articulate that and understand what happened so she can kind of help keep you on course?
I don't think she doesn't remember that moment. I think she's just existing in this experience where mom's a lot happier and we are connected. But there is a lot of space in our family, and even bringing in my fiance now, we just have this culture of safety for her to express, this is like, this doesn't work for me, this level of teasing stepdad doesn't work for me, or like, I'm needing your attention right now, mom. Like, just she's very articulate and very emotionally, much more emotionally intelligent than I was even in my 20s probably.
That's awesome.
She's really cool.
I totally love that. So when you I know you're just newly getting started in your life as a coach. And so who are your ideal clients, and who do you really want to serve and work with?
So I have been coaching clients since 22. I did another training that's taken a lot of my attention the last 2 years, but I still have kept clients. So most of my clientele up till this point have been working with women. A lot of them are women that are middle-aged, kind of realizing that how they're doing things isn't working, just like kind of where I got to.
Yeah.
A lot of them are needing to either remember or learn how to take their own needs into account, find their own voice, realize that that's an asset in the relationship, and that's a necessary component to any kind of healthy, authentic connection with another person. Is she needs to know what's her inner compass saying, what's her yes and no. And I love working with women. I love seeing that transformation. Just the so many women over and over. Wait, what? I'm allowed to. I can ask for that. I'm like, yes, in fact, you need to.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And what about working with parent-child relationships? Is that something that you want to move more forward with, or?
That's a really good question. I hadn't thought about that. I did have one client that came up. She was struggling with her teenage son.
Surprise.
I don't know anything about that yet.
Yeah, exactly.
At all, ever. But mostly I work with, it's mostly in relation to either intimate relationships or even just the relationship. I mean, I say that I'm helping women to come into authentic connection with themselves, because that's the foundation mm-hmm. of all of it. I mean,
right.
Everybody would be happier if us women would know ourselves. Yeah.
Yeah. And be better able to articulate all that, mm-hmm. which is great. And so, but you are open to, you know, maybe, I mean, I don't know anybody that doesn't have challenges when they're raising teenage kids. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of that point where communication, there's distractions, there's all sorts of things that kind of get in the way, and there's hormones involved and, you know, development and growth. And it's a swirly whirly time in an adolescent's life. So that'd be so nice to be able to have somebody to talk to and to ask for some strategies.
Yeah. excuse me. I it would come from the angle of like getting those parents, that mom connected to her own intelligence.
Yeah.
Cause everyone, like all these children, ultimately the mom would trust her intuition if she's tapped into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. Mm-hmm. Well, I love that you're doing it. And so, and you've also, so the new program that you embarked upon, mm-hmm. so tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. It's been 2 years now. It's a tantra-based intimacy coaching program. Again, it's been focused on working with women. It's been the core of my training, and it's really helping women to come into connection with the somatic experience in their bodies.
So can you explain that?
Yeah,
so everybody understands that.
Somatic is the felt sense,
mm-hmm.
which is tied to everything. We don't talk about it a lot in the bigger culture, but it's... So my training's through the tantra lens, so like more of this like sensuality angle.
Right.
However, it's like any injury that we've had through the course of our lives exists in our body. And so the work that I'm doing now is having folks get connected with that felt sense, and then experiencing feeling those unfelt feelings from those injuries, which is really uncomfortable and scary. So we do it in this really gentle, safe, kind of slow way of like dipping in, dipping back out. And then titrating, or that's called titrating, is going in and out. But also incorporating pleasure with it, so that it's our brain is kind of rewiring with like, oh, okay, maybe it's safe to feel mm-hmm. this sadness, this anger, this rage, this grief. So even though it's tantra, there's this kind of overlayer of sensuality and sexuality, but it's actually the super deep healing. It's just this like shortcut bypass to this profound healing. It is such cool work. So like what I was doing before is all this like skill building and role playing of how are we going to deal with this conflict? And now it's let's look at you and let's see where you're blocked. Like you say you want this thing in your life. However, when you think about it, you've got all this like,
right,
this fear bubbling up or this thought that you can't have that or that this is too dangerous. So let's work with that part that's getting in the way of you, what you say you want to have a fulfilling relationship. Yeah, does that make sense?
Yeah, it totally makes sense. And I think that it's something that I think we can talk a little bit more, but it's time for another break. So stay tuned. We will be right back.
This is Justin Dick, owner of 113 Main, inviting you to try our newest fall flavors. Our team is working hard on new menu items to warm you up as the temperature drops. We need your feedback. Try our daily lunch, dinner, and drink creations to help us craft a seasonal, local menu to keep you comfortable and cozy throughout the fall. Check out our website at 113mainsandpoint.com or call us at 208-946-5309.
Okay, raise your hand if you want to make your life a little bit easier. Great. Now raise your other hand if you like to be comfortable. Perfect. Now that you have both hands raised, imagine putting on your shoes. And that, folks, right there is your answer to an easier, more comfortable life. Go hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins. This is footwear you don't need your hands to put on. They can be raised in the air, and you can just step it and go. So you ask, how do hands-free Skechers Slip-ins work? Well, it's like they have this invisible built-in shoehorn so your foot slides into place. Then our heel pillow keeps your foot comfy and secure. And Slip-ins are for the whole family, men, women, and kids, in all your favorite Skechers styles, from sneakers to casual shoes and even sandals. Yes, even sandals. So raise your hands in the air and put your shoes on like you just don't care, because you just went hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins. Why don't you experience what people can't stop talking about? Life-changing Skechers Slip-ins. Get your Slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Do Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis symptoms keep coming back? Tremfya, guselkumab, may help, with rapid remission achieved at 12 weeks and lasting clinical remission at 1 year. Some even saw visible improvement of their intestinal lining at 12 weeks and 1 year. Tremfya is a prescription medicine used to treat adults with moderately to severely active Crohn's disease and adults with moderately to severely active ulcerative colitis. Serious allergic reactions and increased risk of infections and liver problems may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection, flu-like symptoms, or if you need a vaccine. Healing is possible with Tremfya. Approximately 3 out of 10 patients were in endoscopic remission at 1 year, based on areas visualized on colonoscopy, which may not represent the deeper bowel layer or entire GI tract. Individual results may vary. Ask your doctor about Tremfya today. Call 1-800-526-7736 to learn more or visit TremfyaRadio.com.
The soul of the West lives on in every pair of handcrafted cowboy boots. At Boot Barn, we're proud to carry a heritage brand that's been preserving tradition and honing their craft since 1879. Made with techniques passed down from father to son, Justin Boots stand for quality, comfort, and timelessness. With roots going back over 100 years, they're more than a bootmaker. They're a Western legacy. Justin Boots at Boot Barn.
News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. You're listening to Living Your Dream, a monthly talk show highlighting those who have chosen to have the courage and to take the risks to do work and to live lives that they genuinely love. I am your host for the show. I am Lissa Marquardt, and my guest is Cassie Fagan, and she is a relationship and intimacy coach. And before break, we were just talking about how relationships and intimacy are woven together and how to be coached on both those aspects can help healing and help people move forward with richer and more enhanced relationships. So we kind of just jumped off with about how there's a lot of time, there's a lot of pain in people's lives from past trauma of relationships, or whatever, and those feelings get stored in your body. And I feel like that maybe you could take a second and explain that a little bit, because I'm not sure everybody really understands how that works or what that's like.
Yeah. So, like wondering how deep, how far back to go. So as, if you see an animal in the wild, let's see if this works. So like, some of the larger predators that maybe we're studying, I can't remember. I read about this in a book. It might've been a tiger. Like we go and we shoot it with the tranquilizer dart and do all the study things. And then when that creature wakes up, like that's a pretty traumatic thing that just happened to that sure. creature. And they wake up and they just start shaking and they shake and shake and shake. And then they walk it off and they're fine. But in our culture, there's, and I don't know like how universal this is or if this is Western culture, but there's this, a lot of us, we just kind of want to swallow it down. Like, oh, I'm fine.
Pretend like it didn't happen.
I just got into a crazy car accident. I'm fine. Yeah. I'm just going to go back to work.
Right.
Someone just road rage yelled at me and, you know, all these things. And so we just hold on to them. And they, so the theory, the somatics theory is that that exists in your body until you go back and feel it. So, so the work that I do is helping people to identify these places where these experiences are still living in their body, and then using sensuality. So using breath, using movement and sound in a sensual context actually can encourage those things to release. So instead of like just doing the shaking, screaming, crying, we're also incorporating pleasure into it, which kind of makes it, so instead of avoiding this work that is not fun, it's, there's this kind of overlay of, this is kind of pretty cool, but also isn't very fun. And it kind of like ends up, it helps people to not run away from the work of it.
Does it provide like a feeling of safety? Like, you know, it's like, yeah, this is hard, but there's this balance of, I can still feel safe and comfortable at the same time.
The safety is different. It's more just later on when I'm looking back on this experience and not just, I didn't just code that experience as just painful and terrible and I'm never going to do it again. It was also like, oh, it was also kind of fun.
Okay.
Yeah. And then the safety piece is really important, because it'd be really easy. Like I'm the kind of person, I just go hard and like, I just am like, let's just do more faster.
let's get this over with.
Right. But I can actually, I'm the kind of person that would re-traumatize myself, and other people can. So my job as the facilitator is to be watching for these moments of, when are they dissociating? When are they getting either hypoactive or hyperactive, like they're showing different, the signs are different, but just that they're kind of checked out and potentially going to re-traumatize. They're not actually doing the healing work. So that's where the safety is kind of keeping it within a range and not letting things get off the wall too fast. Yeah.
That makes total sense. And so where do you, like, what's your goal in from here on out? What do you see as being able to do with helping people? Do you have a big vision for?
I do, actually. So the training I've been doing, the whole reason I mean, I was excited about bringing in the intimacy piece.
Sure.
But I also really want to work with couples. Like, I love working with women and empowering women. And I want to also work with couples and help, you know, like just facilitate them doing this work together.
Right.
So I'm done with the training for just working with individuals. I'm certified to work with individuals on both fronts. And now I'm still in my couples training.
Okay.
But my ultimate goal, once I get through with this couples training, is to facilitate spaces for them. Like, I want to work with couples who are already doing great.
Oh, nice.
But want the next level, or just want to deepen, or want more, just where's the max? What's the highest level we can achieve together? And these are the people I would love to work with down the line.
Yeah. I love that, because I think, you know, like you said, working with women individually is, you know, that's a big core or place to start. And she can help hopefully guide to her significant other in the relationship, or eventually come to you. But I think, you know, to be able to work with individuals, but then to be able to work with couples and see watch them navigate it and to help them with all that. I think that that's beautiful.
Yeah. And what's really cool is, yeah, I can hold space for women and we can do a lot of deep, profound work, but I'm not there day to day.
Sure.
So the depth of work that a couple can do together, if they're both on board with it and have that safety, if we've been able to create the safety together, I mean, it's just can go and go.
I know. And I love that you're getting to live that. And you, like, as we were talking before the show, it's like, it's really hard to be a coach if you haven't actually walked the walk of going through the struggles and the difficulties. And, you know, and I'm sure there were times in your life where you're like, oh, I'm never going to have that relationship that I really want to have. And I know it's out there for me. Mm-hmm. So can you just like shine a little bit of light on where you are and how it all came together for you? Because I know there was a time where you said, I wasn't ready. And then all of a sudden you were. And
yeah. Okay. I'd love to. Yeah. So while I was in my coach training, the first one, the relationship coach training, I made a deal with myself. I wasn't going to date. I was not allowed to date till I was done because I knew I was in this process of transformation and I wanted to meet the person that I was supposed, like, yep. Once I was done. So I got on a online platform right after I graduated. It's like, I couldn't wait. And I met my fiance within a month on there.
Oh.
And I kind of lost track of what I was saying.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. So he's, and the thing I love about Kirk is his growth mindset. And I knew from all of my training and all the work that I'd been doing that that was a core value of mine. I wanted to be with someone who wanted to grow. And oh my gosh. I mean, we've been together for 3.5 years and I think he's on like version 3 or 4. I mean, this man just grows and grows and grows. And yeah, it's so amazing. And he supports me fully in my growth experiences as well. So, I mean, and the healing. So, okay, that's what it was. So when we first got together, I was like, hey, I would like to try these certain, let's try doing this together. Like as far as like communication things.
Sure.
I was able to give him feedback. Like, hey, this thing that you do when we're talking and you try to fix it for me, like, isn't working for me. He's like, oh, okay, how would you like it better? So it's just because of that growth mindset in him, he takes feedback incredibly well.
Nice.
And yeah, he's amazing.
Well, I love it because you're a shining example of what the work you do can provide for somebody else. So I love that. So if somebody wanted to get in touch with you, what would be the best way for them to reach you?
Yeah, perfect. They can go to my website. It's CassieFagan.com. So that's CassieFagan, F as in Frank, AGGION.com. Or Instagram. I'm not super busy on there, but it's Cassie Fagan Coaching is another way.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Great. And so if there's an individual, a woman, man, you know, somebody who's dealing with a partnership relationship or a child relationship, do you have like one little tidbit of advice that you would kind of blanket to everyone as far as how can they help themselves?
Gosh. If it was to everyone, I would say like the core of it is if you're in just whatever situation you're in, look at your part and ask how that's serving you. Like how is it that you want, there's some part of you that wants the situation you're in.
Mm-hmm. The uncomfortable situation.
Yeah. Which is really challenging. And I don't mean it to be so confrontational, but there's so much juice in that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Such a good point. So that's a great place to start. And then if you find that you might want some help navigating through it, then you know how to reach Cassie. And I can just tell you from my own experience, she's a pleasure to be with and work with. So good luck.
Thanks so much,
Lisa. You're so welcome. So that's our show for today. Thank you so much for listening in. Be sure to join me next month. And in the meantime, remember, now is your life. Get out there and really live it.